This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am inspiring you about those times when God disrupts. The word disruption is being used more and more to describe the fate of certain industries. A broad description of the word means that an industry that was once successful is now being shaken up by an unknown entrant who has simply found a better and likely cheaper way to deliver the same service. Just think about how Uber disrupted the taxicab space. I also see the word disruption from a spiritual perspective. Recently, we talked about how King Ahab and his long list of predecessors worshiped false gods. One day during King Ahab's reign, God disrupted Israel's normal weather pattern with a severe drought. When God disrupts, we seldom see it coming, and your natural inclination may be to question if you'll be able to endure it. This was precisely the case for the widow, whose life was being disrupted by this drought. Here's the message God had for her as she was outside gathering sticks for a fire to prepare herself and her son's last meal. God sent the prophet Elijah to her, and when he arrived, he told her, "For this is what the Lord says, there will always be plenty of flour and oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again." Even though God can disrupt things in this world, he wants you to know that he will provide for you until he disrupts no more. And as you reflect on that, remember these words. Consider the ravens. They neither sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Luke 12:24. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, he has you.